Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think?
On a roller coaster of emotion.
I'm gonna scream.
Time to air it out.
Scream.
What's bugging you?
I'm so excited.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:20. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Live and local on a happy hump day, Trump Day. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Like I said, 877-975-9825. Let's go to Larry. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. What's bugging me is the in Clay County where I live, last time I checked, there are 239 different permits you have to have at some point, depending on what you're doing as a property owner in our county. I call it Pay County anymore. It's getting out of hand.
Yeah. Again, is there a need for that kind of thing? Absolutely. Have they gone way too far? I think they absolutely have. Let's go to Hangman. What's bugging you?
Yeah, Marion County, I tried to put a bird bath in my backyard, and I had to have a permit. So my suggestion is just get 6 acres in Alaska. They don't have to tell you to do anything like that. They just said just keep away from the bears and everything. So, I mean, yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, look, you live in a neighborhood. Nobody wants to live next door to, you know, the junkyard or the person that's, you know, got building these huge structures where plywood's going to fly all over the place in the case of a storm. That's different. You live on 10 acres and you're using, you know, good construction principles. Come on. John, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone out there. What's bugging me is a lot. Why haven't the Biden-Harris administration been charged with endless crimes against humanity with their lax, shoddy border policies?
I'm glad you brought that up. You know what is interesting? We have code enforcement where if you touch something on your house, you're in trouble, and yeah, they'll enforce it.
Yes.
And there could be fines.
Yes.
They could put a lien on your house. They could make a judgment against you. Heck, I don't know. There might even be jail involved. Isn't that funny that in your local neighborhood, that code enforcement is stronger than all of our border enforcement under Joe Biden? Isn't
wow.
that interesting?
That is just
when
sad.
You think of it that way?
That's a messed up
isn't
situation.
That bad?
Yep.
Yeah. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Joe. What's bugging you? Joe, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I was in a bad area. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's bugging you?
Oh, okay. The young girl that died.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley.
I'm sorry. What's bugging me is that guy that killed her, and the word guy is really too good for him. That's for poor family and us. We got to go pay again now. Now we got to pay for this guy to be in prison for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah, and all the appeals that I'm sure they're going to run through and the public defenders and all that. Yeah, we're going to pay for that,
mm-hmm.
pay to feed him, pay to house him, all that. And he never should have been in the country.
That's so irritating.
Can't prevent all crime, but if you prevent bad people from being allowed here,
mm-hmm.
you can prevent a lot of bad stuff.
Absolutely.
We haven't seen anything yet, unfortunately. Gosh, this is tough because I'm trying to do, really, it's the day before Thanksgiving. I wrote down attitude or gratitude. I wrote down thankful.
And all we've had so far is the attitude.
Yeah.
That's right. That's okay, though.
All right. You want me to lighten it up right now?
Yeah, what you got?
What's bugging me?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Stuffing or dressing?
Oh.
Oh.
Probably depends where you're from.
Okay.
And maybe what you actually do with it.
Now you're getting personal.
Well, is it getting stuffed? Or is it prepared in the pan?
Is that what makes the difference?
As a separate dressing, which is more of a dry kind of thing.
I think you explained that very well. Do you think most people would agree with that? It's stuffing if it was stuffed into the bird.
Yeah.
What if you use the same material, you stick it in the bird, and you do a little on the side? That's how my mom used to do it.
Gotcha.
And she would use like a bread, I guess you'd call it a bread type stuffing, and celery in there. It was really good. And then my ex-mother-in-law, she made a dressing in a big pan, and it have some sausage in it and stuff.
Interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
And again, that's regional.
Awesome.
You go up the Northeast, they put clams in it or something. Yeah, I mean,
but what do they call it?
Who knows what they call it?
Who knows what they call it?
So we do like a traditional cornbread is as opposed to bread. That's where you start. You make your cornbread as your base. And then and mom puts the celery and the onions in that, so it's already in and cooks into the flavor, and then that's what turns into your dressing, well, and then you got the gravy to go with it.
The one I was referring to is cornbread based too, but one of the secret ingredients or whatever that I think made it great was some sausage in there.
That's different.
Little bits
different.
And stuff. Yeah. Oh, it's my favorite. I got in trouble too. Came home one night after, we were having a good time, and I was a little hungry. And, I ate like half a pan of one of those. And, well, the folks were not that happy.
Oh, well. Bugged them.
Not good. All right. We're still doing What's Bugging You?
Yep.
Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, it's not really bugging me, but I use the bread stuffing, and I put pepperoni in it, and I do stuff the turkey with it, and the oils from the pepperoni actually moistened the turkey also.
Pepperoni.
I like how you think. Now, you don't need a lot of it. You just need provides some flavoring. You're not
interesting.
You're gonna have to check that out.
See, I guess I'm so used to our traditional family what it tastes like from the way my family did it in Mississippi, three generations ago. So.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Look, I hate it when people mess with what I call my Thanksgiving, what I call the meal. I hate when people mess with it. It's not a time to experiment. Don't tell me what's new and chic and hip. No, I want all the great traditional stuff. And, people try to mess with it. Everybody can do their own thing. I'm just saying, if you're inviting me, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, the good traditional stuff. Got to have the mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Got to have the green bean casserole. You got to have the stuffing and or dressing. Got to have the turkey.
Yeah, we're doing turkey and pork roast for some who aren't huge turkey fans.
Don't try to be a snob and get that cranberry stuff that doesn't come out of a can. If it doesn't look like preformed Jell-O.
Yeah.
No. What are you doing? What are you doing over there?
That's funny. And so many people say that. It's like it bugs them if it doesn't look like the can. I love that. That's
it
funny.
Is. It's just one of those traditions you kind of grow up with.
Yeah, I get
it. It's what it is. Yeah, we like that. That's why a lot of it's all considered like, comfort food.
Until you eat too much of it.
Uh-huh. Mm. Hey, coming up. Dealing with all this stress and anxiety, is it the holidays she's writing about or the re-election of Donald Trump? Michelle Obama wants to help you through these tough times.
Oh, thanks, Big Mike.
I'll explain coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day.
From way over there.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety.
And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3 The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats.
The Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.